Too hot.
I was living in the hood when Michael Jackson died. It was the opposite. Whole hood was shut down for like 72 hours.
Oh, my God.
People were walking by like super round-shouldered for like, dude, for 3 days. And I was like...
They still don't believe he touched kids.
Dude, I've heard some stuff.
They're coming around.
Yeah, some
They're
people
coming around.
Matt, those guys, they are speaking the truth, dude.
What?
Those guys on that documentary.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, for sure, yeah. There's no people saying that he owned... Like Michael Jackson owns like a resort in the Bahamas.
Still?
Like Sandals. Like he owns a big resort. I mean, maybe not anymore. Some like 12-year-old kid probably owns half of it now.
Yeah.
But people were saying that he had all of his musical rights, and like someone was like pedo setting him up to get like Pretty Young Thing, get the rights like Pretty Young.
All right.
I mean, dude. Whether it's true
They're
or not,
saying
I don't
the
know.
Same stuff about R. Kelly too, aren't they?
Well, Kells is innocent.
Kells is busted,
dude. He got busted.
Is he still gone?
Like, did you see the one article where it's like he's so depressed he can't read his fan letters because he's illiterate?
Oh, man.
He's getting fan letters right now.
He's getting fan letters, but his lawyer was like, he's so depressed and he's illiterate he can't read his fan letters.
When you realize he's illiterate, the song "I Am" what's that? It's like
I am a mountain. Yeah.
I am an eagle. I am a tall tree. It's like, all right, this guy doesn't know anything.
Well, I was listening. I went back and listened to "I Believe I Can Fly," and I was just kind of like, all right.
Wow,
I was like,
damn,
this is impressive for a dude who like couldn't read.
Yeah.
When you realize R. Kelly is retarded, that all makes sense. It's like, oh shit, this is a true statement he's making. That's a real story.
And dude, all those girls are on his reading level.
Really?
Think about it.
Maybe he was just trying to learn how to read.
Maybe the whole thing was like some sort of book club.
I was about to say.
Some sort of 17-year-old book club.
Do you think he was like on a video set?
He can really relate to 15-year-olds.
The Berenstain Barely Legals.
He was like sitting there and he was like, she was like, you ever read Goosebumps? He's like, this is amazing literature, girl.
Yeah.
Come to my studio now. We must talk about this.
I am a snowman in Pasadena. Oh, I am a werewolf.
Say cheese and die.
R.L. Stine Kelly.
This is amazing literature. He probably sat in his home like an ascot and a scarf, just like 1 foot up, like a skull and a candle burning.
He'd get scared. He'd turn the page. Ooh.
He'd read a fucking Choose Your Own Adventure and choose the wrong path. And like, oh God. Oh,
you think
God.
Someone's ever jumped reading? while you're reading.
Definitely Kells, dude.
Kells,
you're reading
jump.
Something really scary.
How spooky?
Very scary.
Like the dossier on...
Getting jumping while reading would be Whoa! What a twist! You have to be a speed... If you're a speed reader, that could probably happen to you.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, Jesus Christ.
I gotta read every paragraph like 6 times. Yeah. I'm such a fucking moron.
I'll read and like my eyes will like catch something ahead of me and spoil that. I'm like, oh fuck, I didn't want to see that. And I kept coming down. Damn, dude. So I'm really excited to see how people take all this. Because that's been like, New York Times, Atlantic, go ahead.
I got one more.
Go ahead.
This is going well. If we're back on Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Okay. So the first night I came on stage, they played the Jackson 5 in Phoenix. And then I was making fun of it. I was like, you know, about the implications. And the crowd, it was everybody. Like it was. And I was like, which is funny because little Michael was probably... Older Michael's type, you know what I mean? And if there was some sort of looper
situation like a time
where older Mike got a hold of little Mike.
Wow, dude.
Perhaps he would have.
What song was this? What are they playing?
Jack ABC. It's a great fucking song. Great song. Yeah. Fun song.
Separate
but then,
the art from the artist.
Yeah.
So you're saying Michael, if there was a looper.
If there was a looper.
He'd go back.
And he would get little Mike.
It'd be like, whatever you do. It'd be like, whatever you do, do not mess with yourself. And he'd be like, God damn, look at him dance up there.
Kids dancing? He's like, shit. All right, sorry.
He just goes back in time. Nothing ever happens. He remembers himself touching his butthole. And he's like, what?
Maybe that's exactly what happened. Because a lot of sexual predators start from getting...
You think his
preyed upon? Maybe MJ invented time travel.
He moonwalked back in time
and fucked himself, and then became a predator.
Very true. Man.
That checks out. Spud will believe that.
Yes.
I want to be the Joe. When I have my kid, I want to be like the Joe Jackson of like podcasts.
Beat the fuck out of him. Be like,
man.
Dude,
pretty
make
sure
a funny
he like
joke.
Molested all of his kids.
He didn't molest his kids.
Joe Jackson beat his kids into adulthood.
That's Matt's black side coming right out. It's like, what are you talking about? Joe Jackson didn't do nothing wrong.
Wait, who said he molested
right
he
away?
He touched no kids.
He touched no goddamn kids. He taught them discipline. Taught them how to dance well. Dude, that reminds me. I just watched MJ. Did you guys watch that?
No, what
Michael
happened?
Jackson?
Did he do it?
Turns out Michael Jackson fucked kids.
No.
I don't know if you guys know that.
He did.
It's pretty like...
Yeah.
Do you think R. Kelly dimed him out?
I think R. Kelly also...
R. Kelly might have 6'9".
Also innocent, R. Kelly.
Sure.
Would never snitch on MJ, dude.
You don't think he'd snitch on MJ?
No.
You think R. Kelly would snitch?
On MJ?
On anybody?
Bro, they're fucking... Tekashi 6ix9ine told on R. Kelly. He slipped on MJ.
Wait, what? Told on R. Kelly?
Yes.
Yeah, he snitched, dude.
Everybody knows.
He was trying to get out of jail that bad. No, it's not true. Yeah, okay. He was like, wait, I got R. Kelly on... He's like, let's just throw somebody in jail.
Well, we also had R. Kelly on tape peeing on a girl, so there's no real dirt you can throw on him.
This is the same thing. It's the same thing with Michael Jackson.
What happened to MJ?
It's just two kids that he fucked were in a documentary explaining it.
And they're like, definitely fucked us.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of them was a hot Australian boy, dude.
Really?
Pepsi Not going to lie, dude.
I mean,
one of them was in the Pepsi commercial. Yeah, yeah. The other, the hot Aussie, was down there dancing like MJ. Right.
What? Dude, he transferred his moves?
He was. So this is what's crazy. And by the way, me calling him a hot Australian kid is crazy.
How old is he now?
He was like 7 years old at the time.
How old is he now, though?
35, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
He became a choreographer. He was nasty.
Naturally.
He fucking
King
was,
of Pop fucking
he was NSYNC's
him.
Choreographer. Whoa. Kid was a star.
Dude, so Michael Jackson's at the top of that, and he just was like, MJ, who's this young choreographer?
Yeah, they had like a dance contest in Australia in this kid's town to dance like Michael Jackson. This kid was obsessed with Michael Jackson his whole life.
Apparently Michael Jackson was obsessed
Michael
with him,
Jackson
dude.
Sent out some feelers, dude.
What?
Sent out like a cameraman to the kid's fucking house. They like filmed him. They filmed these like kids dance and shit, and would... Apparently that was MJ scouting him out a little. There's some weird shit, dude. Then they got and hung out with the King of Pop, dude, and he King of Pop to their charity.
Oh no. I didn't
Did
know
they
the KOP
like,
was...
outright? Are they pretty like explicit?
Yeah. But it's also these kids, they were kids that were obsessed with him, so they were like in love with him.
Yeah, so he
So like doing this shit to them, they were like, okay. Like this is weird. I don't know what we're doing.
Right.
We're kids. But I love you and I trust you with everything.
I mean, dude, honestly, if he showed me how to moonwalk, like, effectively, I'd have jacked him.
Dude.
If I could, like, for real, legit moonwalk.
Yeah.
The kid, he gave the kid the fucking Thriller jacket.
What?
You have to.
Kid, he got fucking, the one kid got Indiana Jones.
I'll say, in terms
whip.
Of getting molested, this kid probably got the most swag.
Him and the Sandusky kids.
What did they get?
They were going to like bowl games. They were chilling, dude. If I was gonna get molested,
you
would go I
would have
gone a Notre Dame version of Sandusky.
Sure.
True,
for sure.
True.
That would've been sick, dude. You get to go to all the bowl games.
That's a small price to pay.
All you gotta do is come up. I shouldn't even be on the air right now.
Oh my god!
Anyway,
damn.
Your sweatshirt looks great, man.
Thank you. Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know MJ definitely did it. So it's two boys coming out after him.
Yeah. They're pretty. They give pretty detailed.
What's his? What about his kids? Isn't he like two
I don't know.
Kids?
He's got weird kids. Well, he had a weird. Yeah. He had a weird thing
they,
going
they're
on.
They're silent
there.
On all this.
I think
no. They're
blanket.
The
one of the kids' name is Blanket.
Yeah.
From the balcony
yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Really.
The estate's like suing HBO right now.
The estate's suing.
Yeah, like the Michael Jackson. Like the.
Get up on that thing a little bit.
The Michael Jackson estate is suing.
They're saying
HBO.
It's not true.
Yeah.
I believe them.
You think this is a hit piece?
This is definitely a hit piece.
Dude, me and Blizz are talking, dude. They've
been... Wait till you see the MJ doc, dude. Wait till you see this Australian dancer and then tell me that you wouldn't. Free MJ, dude. No one can turn down that.
I saw an aerial shot of Neverland today. It's such a funny... It's like just like flying over Los Angeles. It's like, what is that? You zoom in, the big fucking...
It's like, it's like the helicopters
bushes.
That fly over to see if people are growing weed and stuff.
Yeah.
They just come across like a weird carnival and they're like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
That's like...
Yeah, aerial. You fly over that place.
I mean,
like,
dude.
That's not just a house.
I mean, that's the King of Pop, though, man. You can put a bunch of weird shit in your yard.
Yeah.
You know?
He was like...
You can catch him.
MJ was definitely like a fucking weird...
You think he got touched?
Real weird fucking... I don't know. It's a weird thing.
Think he's weirdo, the guy that fucked
MJ. MJ, like yeah, but he was weird. Like start to there was never not
well,
a moment where
his,
he wasn't
hormones.
Like, "Hey everyone."
Yeah, he got MK Ultra'd for sure. Oprah, I think, probably dosed him out for sure.
She interviewed
you would
play
a powerful black woman.
Same.
What's that?
She interviewed the two guys.
What?
Oprah did?
Yes, she did.
What? Oh, like a long time ago?
No, like a couple of weeks ago.
Is this Oprah special?
Really?
Yeah. No. What? But she interviewed them. She interviewed them and she interviewed the director.
Wait, so whose thing is this? The director was like,
the director's
cut to me getting interviewed by Oprah, and Oprah was like, you have my blessing.
It was all three of them getting interviewed by her.
What? Uh-huh. Was Oprah wearing a strap on?
She's wearing one of the gloves. She's the only person rich enough
I would, for sure. Yeah. Oprah Strike Attack would be very lucrative.
Dude, that glove, the glove is cool.
The Michael glove?
Yeah.
Who has that?
Wow, yeah.
Who's
probably
got the glove?
Smithsonian or one of those boys, dude.
Someone's got,
someone's got it.
How many gloves were there?
I think the Smithsonian had it.
Do they have his glove? What are they, they're going to burn the glove?
Fucking,
they
got to take that one
glove.
Down now.
They got to burn the glove. Is they're going to take him down. I'm going to go destroy his wax figurine at the wax museum.
You better watch
I'm gonna
out.
I'm going to melt it.
I might get you.
Who?
The figurine, dude.
You think so?
You might get tricked.
You think he's in there?
The spirit.
Shit.
He might be like, let's have a slumber party.
He's going to be locked in
indoor movie.
I'd be like, no fucking way, MJ. And he'd be like, list all the arcade games he has. I'm like, damn, I haven't played NBA Jam in a while.
What do I have to do? What do I have to do? Spread my butt cheeks at the end of your bed while you jerk off? All right.
Don't think that.
Bunch of those Nickelodeon guys are pedophiles.
I mean,
they got rounded up.
Yeah, who did
they got
is,
rolled?
Did they really?
Yeah,
they got rolled up.
Saw a meme that was a bunch of the Nickelodeon guys, pedophiles.
I mean, yeah, that's true too. Yeah. If you choose to get,
they're around all those hot kids on all that.
Yeah, imagine if I'm being dude.
Like
child
Disney
stars.
Kids, child stars are fucking.
If you're
hot.
A pedo around a child star, you must be like, oh my god.
Yeah,
dude, I watched the fucking the Michael Jackson movie, Jackson 5. That movie's fucking crazy, dude.
I don't know about it.
It's pretty tight.
Wait, is that the old one?
It's old
they get their ass beat by the dad and shit?
Joe Jackson, dude. He like he beat... The funniest part of
hits
it is...
him with switches.
Him beating his kid's ass. And even when they're like super successful, he come. They're like someone... They have like a mansion in L.A. Someone left a towel in the pool. And he comes home. He's like, where are the boys? Where are the boys? And the lady's like, come on. Or Catherine, whatever her name is, like, Joe, relax. He's like, this is between me and the boy. He just wanted to continue beating his kids.
Damn.
Even when they were like a global sensation. He's like, I got to beat these fucking
kids. A towel
kids.
In the pool.
Dude, I looked him up. He looks like the Babadook in real life.
Really?
Yeah, he's a scary looking
dude. Yeah,
yeah. You see him now?
Yeah.
Scary looking dude.
They're all scary.
They're all very scary. Someone jumped Joe Jackson at one point.
What?
He was coming out of a gig with the boys. Someone beat the fuck out of him, took all their equipment. He was like, oh.
Someone hit him with a switch.
Someone hit him with a switch.
Someone came out of the switch.
Someone beat his fucking ass.
Damn. Oh, this one got me. This got me. Mm-hmm. I got triggered by the libs a couple times. I got triggered by the libs.
You're back in Canningsburg, bro.
I'm back in Mechanicsburg. I keep getting triggered by the libs. I got triggered. I was watching House of Cards.
Yeah.
And there's one part where Kevin Spacey's character is like putting together like a Civil War replica thing in his office. He's the president.
Yeah.
And his wife, the first lady, comes in. And it's like, first off, they talk like such fucking assholes. The show is, you almost have to be kind of stupid to watch the show to be like, yeah, this is definitely how the elites talk and think.
Well, he talks like he talks in his pedophile video when he's like, you know,
yeah, well, that's his character.
Oh,
he's like, oh, you thought you'd get rid of me? Well, like, it's just like, yeah, dude, you're a pedophile. You gotta go. But so he's like looking at Civil War things, and his wife comes in and is like, still shocking to me. And he's like, what? And she's like, it's no women. He's like, that is shocking, Claire. It's like, it's funny because I've been watching the show long enough. You can see where it switched to try to catch up to being woke.
Yeah.
And the last like two seasons are like an all women takeover for no reason.
That's so funny.
Like, Claire is definitely going to become the president and her whole cabinet's like tough, kick ass women.
Well, it's also, that's what you
like. Wait, what? Why are we doing this now?
Yeah, but when the main star of your show is accused of like
true
pedophilia, you know, not even like.
No, but they were setting it up.
Not even
they
the chill pedophilia where he like did the work. Lord, he was just grabbing ass in a club. It wasn't like he had like, you know, been like Michael Jackson or whatever. He was like he was a violent pedophile. He wasn't a smooth pedophile.
Da-na-na-na-na. He wasn't a smooth pedophile. That's right though. You gotta give Michael Jackson does deserve credit for that, for being a smooth operator. And like treating the kids right. I mean,
you know,
if you
nice.
Fuck that many kids and all of them are like, no, I love Michael.
Yeah.
But did a crime even happen?
I mean, yes.
Look, I'm saying if the kids like you after you sexually assault them, is it a crime?
I think that's what the amusement park in his backyard was all about. Just getting that like smiley face, the IKEA smiley face on the way out.
How many fucking tear-filled Ferris wheel rides were there after that? You know what I mean?
I mean, it's been said a zillion times.
Just crying zillion. On a merry-go-round.
No, just someone disintegrating cotton candy with their tears. I mean, dude, it's been said a million times.
Bro. That's fucked up. Tears dropping into cotton candy. That's
sorry.
Pretty dark. Pretty yeah, it's, I like it, but that's a dark image.
Well, it's also like it's been said so many times, but like you pull up, you're like, oh, we're at Michael Jackson's house. You're a parent, and you just see like a merry-go-round and shit, and you're like, all right, have fun. this isn't triggering any weird spidey sense of mind. It's like, all right, have fun.
I don't know. I think back then nobody was – I think people were all right with pedophiles. I think – first off, all the geezers now want to be like, oh, we just called them weirdos. They lived in our neighborhood. We didn't – dude, no. Everybody was just cool with it.
They called it funny business.
They knew.
Like, that guy's a little funny. It's like, yeah, he's raping children.
Yeah, they knew what it was.
That's true.
No, I just I got triggered hard by the libs on that last night. She like looked at the like, what do you think there should be? He's like, I'm all for women in combat. The American Civil War. I mean, first off, there were some women in there. We've covered that.
Have you ever been to a gay nightclub that's 18 to enter?
21 to party.
Oh, dude, I just stopped myself from spilling a glass of water on my computer. Pretty happy about that. Yeah, that's That's funny. I was actually thinking about recently, I don't know what, I'm trying to think what kind of like spiked this thought into my head, but I was thinking about the whole, I think I was watching something on TV, but it was like the whole idea of like the dad when like his daughter's starting to date people and just being like, with like, I'm polishing my gun. You better not finger her fucking beehole. You're going to answer to me.
Yeah. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to shoot you with a gun.
I was thinking about the dad just being like, if anyone's eating ass in this house, I'm going to see this gun. I'm going to shoot myself with it. I'm going to shoot myself.
You want me to kill myself? You better not fuck my daughter.
Polishing my gun. I'll stick this shotgun right in my mouth if you fucking touch your beehole.
What'd you fucking say? I'll fucking do it, dude. Don't fuck my gun.
Follow them on a date like the whole time.
Those dudes that do that, the guys that clean their guns to protect their daughter, they all want to fuck their daughter. Every single one of those dudes is so mad that they're not the ones that get to fuck their daughter. That's that guy.
I'll fucking do it right.
I wish I could fuck her, but I can't because of the rules.
Yeah, I think it should be more focused. That's what I was thinking. Like, it should be, instead of being like a weirdly like, you better not suck her tits, dude. It should just be like you talking to the guy and be like, look, man, when you base relationships strictly based off trying to come, bad things happen in your life. Like, forget about all this shit. But it's like, the problem is you have to be, talking to 19-year-olds who are just like, it's like talking to an iguana pumped full of cum. Where they're just like,
they're going to lie to you.
Fuck.
They're going to do whatever it takes to get out of that conversation to fuck your daughter.
This dude, you're talking to a dude who can shoot jizz like 4 feet. He's just like, oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, he knows you're not going to kill him.
No.
He's calling your bluff, dude.
I'll fucking kill myself.
You're going to take the gun out of your mouth and put it to his head and be like, I'm going to fuck your daughter, dude. What are you going to do about it?
If I don't come tonight, I'm going to fucking die, dude.
You're going to have to kill me, motherfucker. It's the Mexican standoff between a cum-filled boy and a horny-ass dad, dude. The dad's all those dudes like, I'm cleaning my shotgun if you want to talk to my daughter. It's like,
yeah,
just fuck her, dude. Just fuck your daughter. Please.
Or just admit she's hot. Be like, all right. My daughter's hot. I'm not a weirdo or anything.
It'd be funny to have one of those guys with like a disgustingly ugly daughter. Yeah, I'm cleaning my gun. No boys better come around here. It's like no one wants to fuck that lady.
Be still good to have a hot daughter. You still got to clean your guns. You got to defend your daughter with guns, dude. Her virginity. If you don't have any guns, guess what? Your daughter's a slut. Sorry.
True.
If you don't have any guns and you're not pointing them at whoever comes to pick up your daughter, she's jerking off every Tim, Dick, and Harry.
Yeah, there it is. I was trying to think of what it was called. Yeah,
I'm sorry. I'm still laughing about it. As a young man, just keep a survival knife on you. So when someone shows you a gun, just pull your dick out and be like, I'll cut my fucking dick off right now.
I'll cut my dick off in your house and run into the living room. With my dick blood on your carpet, dude.
But I don't like big flaky buttholes.
holding your dick up and holding the knife underneath its head like you're going to slit its throat. and being like, don't fucking move. And your dick's like, your dick's talking to the dad, like, take the shot.
Do it. Shoot him. Shoot this motherfucker.
The daughter walks in. The boyfriend just has like a stretched out penis with a survival knife. And the dad has like two guns in his mouth. He's like, get the fuck out of here, Tina. I'm trying to save you.
Oh, man.
Oh, fuck.
That's a good sketch.
That'd be hilarious. That'd be hilarious, dude. That would be fucking so funny. I mean, you'd have to show stretched out penis. Who, you know, any actors that can will stretch out and do a number two pencil for the good of art?
Yes. Undoubtedly. Yes.
Like the cashier and be like, can I see you stretch your penis?
Perfect. Go ahead and stretch your penis upwards. Hold a knife underneath it.
Do the thank dull you end to the back. We got to be okay. Thank you.
Yeah, pretty good. We'll call you.
Now grimace. Perfect. Thank you.
Now threaten to take your penis's own life.
Dude.
Yeah.
That was making me laugh so fucking hard this weekend. I'm just thinking about just going full commando, dude. It's like, I'll fucking kill myself with this gun, dude, if you touch,
yeah,
if you touch your beehole.
Somebody just sent me that last night about because me and Beezer used to fucking die about that in the Nancy Kerrigan. No, not Nancy Kerrigan. Tonya Harding movie.
Which one was that?
There was just a point where her husband shows up or her boyfriend shows up to like her hotel room. And then he pulls his gun out and puts it in. He's like, I fucking love you, you bitch. Look what you've done to me. It's the funniest shit in the world. Like, just to, like, have a, to meet a girl and be like, I'll fucking kill myself. I love you so much, you bitch. I'll fucking do it.
That's so, that's so funny.
Yeah, somebody just sent me that. Somebody was like, I fucking love you, you bitch. I'll kill myself. Oh, it was a dude on a wall, and he was yelling to his girlfriend. He was like, say you love me. And she was like, no. And so he jumped. It's a small wall. He was definitely fine, but it was funny to
still hilarious.
Threatening suicide to make someone say they love you is so fucking awesome.
Threatening minor harm might be even better. Be like, dude, I'll jump off the roof of my ankle shed right now. Fucking fuck my ankle up. Fuck, yeah. That's so funny.
Yeah, there's scene in the movie that's the best is he's like driving, like the police start to pull them over after he like shot at her. And he starts to get pulled over. He's like, you fucking say anything, I'll kill you. I fucking love you so much, you bitch. He gets out.